This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The Democrats dragged the House in on a Saturday to debate and vote on the Delivering for America Act.
Think if we're being brought here on a Saturday in the middle of a pandemic, it's to help those millions of families who are struggling, Madam Speaker. I would think if we're going to come here on a Saturday, it would be to help those millions of small businesses, the restaurants in South Louisiana and New Orleans that don't even know if they're going to open again because of where we are right now in this pandemic. You would think that's what we would be here for. But instead, Madam Speaker, why are we here? For a fabricated crisis. The Wall Street Journal. Nancy Pelosi goes politically postal. Congress ought to be embarrassed by this evidence-free conspiracy theory. It's the Wall Street Journal. The New York Times. I was a postal service regulator for 18 years. Don't panic. The service is perfectly capable of handling election mail. That was a Bill Clinton era appointee.
Feigning an appreciation for the post office because of its timely political leverage.
It is an all-American institution which enjoys the overwhelming support of the American people for a reason. Again, enshrined in the Constitution, an inseparable part of our national story, helping transition America from colonies to country.
UPS and FedEx are doing just fine. Right? They are. I mean, it's the post office that's always having problems.
The Delivering for America Act would support the post office with $25 billion more dollars, regardless of the post office and others saying they don't need the money. In fact, they have more than they need.
Imagine small businesses watching on a Saturday because they can't open. They're not even sure if they're going to be in business next week because they have no money in the bank. And they're hearing about this crisis. Congress is coming here on a Saturday. And then they find out the post office has over $12 billion in the bank. They've got access to a line of credit of $10 billion from Treasury that they can't get today because they've got too much money in the bank. And it's so important, Madam Speaker, that 68 Democrats chose not even to show up today. 68.
The leftist conspiracy machine churned out every possible angle they could muster.
I'm here today because my constituents are not receiving their prescription drugs. Businesses are not receiving their mail. People are not receiving their mail.
This administration is waging an authoritarian campaign to sabotage this election by manipulating the Postal Service to suppress our votes. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is fascism. In Michigan right now, machines capable of sorting 35,000 pieces of mail per hour have disappeared from postal facilities.
Their theater of delusions is actually a power play rewarding the unions and the Biden campaign with a mail-in election process not seen since the Democrats of 1864 attempted to deny Abraham Lincoln re-election through the first run of mail-in ballots. These Democrats, also referred to as copperheads, had looked for an immediate compromise with the Confederates and the end of the abolition movement. The mail-in scandal met with disastrous results for the schemers. As Elizabeth Harrington pointed out, instead of having registered voters request ballots to prevent massive amounts of ballots being sent to dead people and those who have moved away, Pelosi's new bill sends ballots automatically to all voters, regardless if they are eligible or not. Dead cats and dogs will also receive ballots as they have in the past. The bill would prohibit any limits on delaying mail service, while putting the future of America in the hands of a postal service whose political intentions are anybody's guess. Whereas Town Hall reported just last month, four men in New Jersey, including a sitting councilman and a councilman-elect, were charged with multiple counts of voter fraud that involved tampering with the mail, stealing ballots, and falsifying ballots. And a mailman in West Virginia was charged with voter fraud after altering several registration form requests to change the political party affiliation. What could go wrong? The vote in the House was 257 to 150, with 26 Republicans duped into voting on the Delivering for America Act with the Democrats. John Bound reporting.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are now 71 days out from the most important election in human history, a referendum of globalism and worldwide tyranny against Americanism worldwide. And with Trump, it's been Americanism, not globalism. It's been the credo, and that's why the enemy is striking back with everything they've got. Thank you so much for joining us on this live August 23rd Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here as we are every Sunday evening, thanks to your support and the good graces of our Heavenly Father, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, let's launch right into it. There is a headline on Infowars.com today for the live feed of the show that has the live audio and video links in it. Breaking: Biden says he would kill 10 million people if recommended by scientists. That's the headline. Breaking: Biden says he would kill 10 million people if recommended by scientists. Now, I've been running headlines like that the last few months, and they've been proven accurate. I'll show you in a moment. Just hoping the New York Times or Media Matters or somebody bites into it and attacks it. Of course, they don't. Where's USA Today's fact checker on this? They're nowhere. And it's not about Alex Jones being right. It's about simple math that I'm about to show everybody here on air, because I've got all these hundreds of incredible stories. I've got 19 amazing clips. I've got all this important stuff breaking, but this is the big enchilada right now. So let me read you these headlines, and then I'll go back into the big enchilada. And then I hope you'll decide to call your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know, and tell them to tune in so we can turn this ship around. Let's just read these headlines. Virginia plans mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for all residents. UN food chief warns famine of biblical proportions looms for humanity due to COVID-19, that normally 10 million starve to death a year, that they predict 18 million will starve to death this year. Here's another one. Fox News: UN warns coronavirus fallout will lead to next pandemic, global starvation. Yeah, it's not coronavirus doing it. It's the panic and the hysteria. 8 million extra dead people when corona hasn't even killed a million worldwide, with fudge numbers. Because whether it's Germany or England or Australia, the U.S. or Canada or Mexico, they count automobile accidents as corona, because the states get money and the locales get money for every corona death. All set up by the U.N. All fraud from the top. Let's continue. Here's the United Nations, and I'm going to go over this more in a moment, and the worldcounts.com using U.N. numbers. You say, well, you don't believe the U.N. No, no, they're accurate on the numbers of starving to death a year, probably conservative, if anything. It's estimated that a child dies every 10 seconds. Up to 20 million Africans starve to death a year. Some years are bigger, some are less. The average is only about 10 million. That's a good thing. And it just goes on from there that Hundreds of millions are estimated to starve to death from malnutrition. They don't call it starvation itself, where you die of no calories, look like a concentration camp victim, like little kids being eaten by buzzards while they're still alive in Central Africa and Northern Africa. But you die from a cold or the flu because you're so malnourished. And I've got the numbers here. Latest numbers dying of malnutrition, 822 million in 2018. Yeah, starvation's the number one cause of death. COVID pandemic could last another 2 years, says World Health Organization, UN. And Bill Gates says the third world will never reopen, which is a total and complete death sentence. So let's talk about that headline. Joe Biden has come out and said that if scientists tell him to do another lockdown, that he will order a lockdown. Now that's the scientist that told us 2.5 million Americans would be dead by August, and it's 170,000, and most of those are other deaths, other causes. He's the one that is telling us to do whatever scientists say, that use the deaths of people that died of other things as COVID. He's the one that has first told us don't wear masks, now wear masks. We're supposed to, when Fauci and the United Nations tell us, no matter if it's a death sentence for the third world and a poverty sentence for us in the first world, I would shut country down again if recommended by scientists. So what does that translate to? He would kill an additional 8 million people the UN projects will starve to death this year, and millions more after that, to save a few hundred thousand who are obese, have diabetes, are super old, and don't take care of themselves. The average death age is 85. Oh, and they send COVID patients who are healthy to nursing homes to get some deaths. It's roughly 44% of nationwide deaths are in nursing homes. They lock your family out so you can't see your family, but they send patients to infect them. And it's 10 states that did it, all Democrat. And those same 10 states are run by criminals like Cuomo, if you remember, who said, the NRA can't have an event here. You can't have a pro-police event. We'll arrest Ted Nugent and members of Congress. If they break our state quarantine and come here, you'll be locked up for 14 days. Oh, but the MTV Awards, they can go forward with no screening, no nothing. Of course, it's all a hoax. Governor Newsom keeps his wineries and restaurants open. He has the biggest in the state. Everybody else is closed or reduced. He never closed. These are master criminals, and it's their new religion to put masks on us and take our temperatures and stick crap down our noses, and they admit the tests are over 60% fraudulent, depending on the type of test. It's all admitted. They've had thousands of clinics across the United States come up with 100% COVID positive tests. You believe that? No, they get money when they get positive tests. And hospitals get $12,000. For every person that has COVID, and another 40-something thousand for every person they snake a tube down their throat, intubate. And it's all set up by the UN. Globalist corporations set the policy. The UN puts it out. We follow it. We're told the UN is in charge. Oh, the WHO, the gold, platinum, diamond, crown standard. If they say it, you do it. And they lied about the origin, they lied about the spread, they lied about gain of function, they lie, and now China's open for business, everybody else is, but not us. America's the worst. We're the worst. We have the most deaths. We have everything. We're the country that sucks. Because the same bureaucrats have actuaried the numbers to do the most tests here and to claim the most deaths here to demonize us because it's an attack on the U.S. economy and our sovereignty and the election, and the Democrats even admit that. And now Cuomo at the DNC last week called it the European virus. Upside-downing reality and taking In God We Trust off the money the Democrats say they want to do and taking out of the national Pledge of Allegiance, and to God, one nation under God. They're assaulting everything because they want to be God. Now, I have a solution when we come back, and I have something positive when we come back. Then I'm going to get into how to save these millions of people and the real numbers and what it means to the economy here and how bad it's going to get if we don't end this whole hoax and this charade now. But you know Governor Newsom, and they also did it on the East Coast in New Jersey and New York, you know they closed the beaches off and on the last 5 months till people just rebelled and ignored it, and local governments did. Well, in central Texas, the rivers and the creeks and the springs are our beaches. And they have tried to close rivers and creeks where people tube and relax that are on city and county property all over the state. People just refuse. The police have refused to enforce. And so they had to stop it in most of the state, except Austin, this totally globalist run and run by Big Tech and the Chi-Coms. They have closed the main river area. They have closed the springs. They have totally closed Barton Springs. We went to the main park, climbed the fence, and went in. Over 300 people showed up. This is the solution to the tyranny when we come back. This was the second week, and it was amazing. And Owen Schroeder gave an incredibly powerful speech. This is how you respond to the tyrants telling you you're locked down. Oh, but the Silicon Valley and the globalists, their parties, their MTV music awards, they go forward, but Trump's bad. He's allowing the RNC to not be virtual and have real people. Oh, he's bad, though.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal,
Good product and ingredients kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up next segment, I'll back up the facts. The UN globalist Bill Gates' leftist depopulation agenda. Biden says he'd kill an additional 10 million people if recommended by scientists. That's coming up next segment. And there's so much more we're going to lay out today on this live Sunday broadcast. But I want to go to this special report that's the featured video at band.video. It's the answer to tyranny is to take action. To go to the city park where they've dammed up the springs and have blocked people from going into it and have tried to close the public areas as well. We went there. We said no. The police gave us high fives, gave our crew hugs, and understand what's really happening and understand what the score is. So this is a critical video for not just here, but around the world, to end the lockdown, to end the siege, to end the people being held hostage by the globalists in their giant COVID hoax. Here it is yesterday in Austin.
You may have tried to close Martin Springs, but it's open because we, the people, are opening it! Yeah! It's North Korea! This is Texas! Yeah! Slaves, all to show you that you're garbage, all to make you submit. Hey, lifeguards, are you guarding our liberty and freedom, or are you proud of how they shut down Martin Springs just because we were coming here today? Are you proud of being tyrants? The left doesn't want any walls for the border, but they want to put up walls to your park and tell you can't come in them because they're part of a nasty cult of sick, evil control freaks. Is a total end of America. The whole thing's a fraud, and it's disgusting. And we will fight your evil commies all over Austin, and you try to steal our land. You
scum! It's really a guy there playing the pipes. That's real. It was actually amazing to be around a big group of people not wearing masks in the cult, in the fear. It was like I was back in America, back in the real world. Folks were having fun. I knew that walruses could climb fences. Wait and watch. Freshwater park, right out of the ground, spring water. healthiest place to be. Communists say you can't go to it, or the area that's free.
This is under the jurisdiction of the game warden. This is an illegal fence. This is part of our waterway.
And yes, I am that man.
That's right. Austin illegally dammed up that. Basically, it's a river. Martin Creek's huge.
Illegal waterway.
And one police officer, they had like 100 mobilized. The police just stood down. People, probably 300.
Yes, sir.
You guys having fun, right?
Okay.
You guys having normally fun. There'd be about 1,000 out there, but
you got it's better than what you
forced it back open.
Hey, here's what I'm going to say about what's happening right here. All around the country, we have seen police officers take a knee for riot mobs that want to defund them and call for their deaths in the street. Report is up on Band.Video. There's a really fun little part at the very end that you don't want to miss. It's at Band.Video. Citizens invade, closed Austin Park, shut down by Communist City Council. And remember, while we're having our park shut down and small businesses shut down, it's making people go bankrupt and have depressions and commit suicide, which are up massively. The third world is literally starving to death. And I'm going to break this down in detail when we come back and then shift gears into all the other news, the massive election fraud being pushed by the Democrats and so much more. It could not be a more critical time in the fight for human liberty and the power you have to change the world. They're censoring members of Congress, the president, everybody now, because they know people are waking up and they know they're going to lose again. This transmission is designed with truth to break their blockade. We have the satellites. We have the radio affiliates, the TV affiliates. We have our own servers. We have Band.Video. We have a giant operation you help fund and build. So use the weapon system now. Use InfoWars. Spread the link so everyone tune in now. Take action!
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shields X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Basil Beads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Frostigard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It just so happens that President Trump is now making this big announcement on this new therapeutic plasma treatment. There are many of these treatments that are very well known to have amazing effects, not just on COVID-19, but other pneumonias that are out there. And so the media is trying to play this down because they don't want hope. They want to kill the stock market and keep the lockdown in forever, even though COVID-19 is about one quarter as deadly as the seasonal flu, with a 0.0032 number, and that's even with all the people that die of other things fraudulently put in the column. The next segment I'll hit the crime of the millennia, the mass starvation of the world, what COVID-19 is really designed to do. Here's the president speaking live. He's coming to the podium.
All right. Once again, a big announcement from the president regarding convalescent plasma. Let's listen.
Hope you had a great weekend at your convention. And we're going to have a great convention coming up, and I look forward to it. But before I discuss a very historic breakthrough in our fight against the China virus, I'd like to provide an update on the recent wildfires in California and the storms in the Gulf of Mexico. Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration for California, spoke to Governor Newsom, as they battle two of the worst wildfires in the history of their state. That continues. The federal government has already deployed over 26,000 first responders and personnel to battle the wildfires.
All right, we're going
to
cut away from this live feed until he gets into the new COVID announcement that he said is a big announcement with this treatment. You know, they also have the antibodies from llamas. That was 5 months ago conclusive. You inject somebody with those, and if they have pneumonia, it'll cure them, not just COVID. But you've also have all these medical doctors that have treated hundreds of patients apiece who say you just give them a steroid inhaler and it's an autoimmune response. That's what's causing the problem. But there's all these treatments. They don't want you to know that. The UN says it's a tube down your throat. Well, you're not having the virus eat the tissue. You're having an autoimmune response. The lungs aren't failing because they're full of liquid. They're failing because they've swollen up like when a bee stings you and the same thing happens. What do? An EpiPen or a steroid inhaler. Or if it's not that bad, you take Benadryl. I personally have been stung by bees many times, did not become allergic till a whole swarm stung me 10, 15 times. And like in a cartoon, a big swarm around me chased me into the house, stinging me all over, and I swole up and took a bunch of Benadryl and almost had to call an ambulance, but then I started to be able to breathe. I was okay. I didn't call an ambulance. Put baking soda all over my head. They're trying to get the poison out. But that's what goes on. That's what happens. So we now have the president is going to this new development that the media is trying to suppress right now. Here it is.
I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the China virus that will save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's at an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment. And I want to thank Dr. Hahn and Secretary Azar. I want to thank the FDA, all of the people that have been working very hard on this. It showed tremendous potential. This is the only possible, and it's only made possible because of Operation Warp Speed. That is everybody working together. We're years ahead of approvals. We would be, if we went by the speed levels of past administration, we'd be 2 years, 3 years behind where we are today. And that includes in vaccines that you'll be hearing about very soon, very shortly. To deliver treatments and vaccine to save lives, we're removing unnecessary barriers and delays, not by cutting corners, but by marshaling the full power of the federal government. We provided $48 million to fund the Mayo Clinic study that tested the efficacy of convalescent plasma for patients with the virus. Through this study, over 100,000 Americans have already enrolled to receive this treatment, and it has proven to reduce mortality by 35%. It's a tremendous number. The FDA, MIT, Harvard, and Mount Sinai Hospital have also found convalescent plasma to be a very effective method of fighting this horrible disease. Based on the science and the data, the FDA has made the independent determination that the treatment is safe and very effective. Recently, we provided up to $270 million to the American Red Cross and America's Blood Centers to support the collection of up to 360,000 units of plasma. In late July, we launched a nationwide campaign to ask patients to have who have recovered, and these are patients that have been incredible the way they've donated. But these are people recovered from the virus to donate plasma. Since then, weekly plasma donations have doubled. And today, I once again urge all Americans who have recovered from the virus to go to...
All right, we'll continue to monitor this. And if we get some of the scientists up there, we'll talk about this. This is all well-known. And they also have plasma from donkeys, plasma from llamas, that just automatically have resistance and immunity to things like this. Sharks they're studying and then have found don't ever get cancer. You can have a 200-year-old Greenland great white shark, it's a sub-variety of those, and they just don't get cancer. They now think some sharks might live 500 years. I mean, why don't they get cancer? Why do we? Well, because we're mammals and we have hormones and we're jacked up. We're warm-blooded. So we're... That's why dogs only live, you know, 15 years. Their hearts beat twice as fast. It's just they're on a faster clock. But we're on a powerful clock. We are pretty amazing creatures, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to get into all the science. You can research it yourself. It's just that this virus kills, with all the added numbers of people that died in gunshot wounds and cancer and the flu, and I saw skydiving accidents. I mean, you name it. They're all motorcycle accidents. They're all put in there. And that's done to create the fear. It's still, the national average is similar to Europe's average. The averages vary, but it's all 0.0032, 0.34, 0.37. I mean, the flu might kill 0.1% that get it every year. And they're almost always old, out of shape, whatever. And that's how this works. The idea that we're all locked inside, we all wear masks, we all do this for something they said was killing 4% of people. Let me tell you something. If there was something out there killing 4% of people, I would want anybody that had it to be quarantined. That's what you do. You don't quarantine everybody. It's impossible. It doesn't work. And the studies show it. But all these medical doctors have come out, all these epidemiologists, all these virologists, all these scientists, they said what I've said. We've played their clips here. They're all banned off of the media. YouTube. Google. Facebook, Twitter, Apple, they all delist it. They all push it down. They all take it off. They all suppress it in an organized criminal takeover. And then they endorse China for all of its tyranny and say they're the model. Keep everyone locked down on a permanent basis. And now I've talked to sources inside the Austin Independent School District, also the Pflugerville School District and others. And it's in the news that Virginia and California and others are preparing mandatory vaccines. The experimental ones that skipped human, skipped animal trials and went right to these accelerated human trials, where 100% of the people that were in the strong vaccine trial were sick and hospitalized, 80% with the weak vaccine that they say doesn't give you immunity. So why is Trump saying the deep state's trying to block the vaccine coming out and all that? He means a way to end the fear. To get the stock market boosted, to win the election, to be the hero. Because he knows the UN wants to get rid of him and make Bill Gates the hero later with forced inoculations and endless lockdown. So he's playing this Machiavelli game with them, because I know he knows about the vaccines, to sit there and accelerate the program to make sure it's not their vaccine, and then to just shut down the whole hoax once we have something that supposedly cures this hoax. He wants to kill one hoax with another hoax, but he says it won't be mandatory vaccines.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Live, raw, and uncensored, I'm your host, Alex Jones. So let's get right into it. There are hundreds of issues and hundreds of different sub-agendas that roll into the larger globalist planetary agenda that they've laid out on record and that I've chronicled here in detail. But at the base of it is the power to decide who lives and who dies, and to be able to carry out the orderly, in their words, depopulation of the planet, not just the third world. Because a lot of people in the first world go, oh, well, get rid of the third world. Especially leftists that tell you there's so many people. Oh, they want you all to have the COVID shot because they love life, but man, there's too many people. Let's abort all those brown babies. But you have to understand, even if you're what you call a tribalist, a racist. You see the third world being turned into armies of anti-white operatives. That's being done by the globalist. to make us clash together and kill each other. Even if you say, okay, go ahead and kill the brown people, let's just get down to brass tacks here, and think you're with Bill Gates, think you're with Ted Turner, think you're with Oprah Winfrey, think you're with Bill Gates, you're not. So let's lay out the facts. This is the UN being honest. And I don't just go off the UN's numbers. When they're lying about saying it wasn't person to person in Wuhan 8 months ago, I told you they were lying, or 7 months ago. I've studied the real numbers from other independent organizations, agencies, international aid groups, and if anything, these numbers are lower than what the UN is saying. And the UN then uses the horror they exacerbate and that they accentuate and that they add fuel to then raise billions of dollars and have every supermodel and Hollywood star saying, you know, give money to UNICEF, save children in Africa, when meanwhile you know what they're really doing. The ones that live are being shipped off to slave mines or being sold into sex slavery. So there's the headline at InfoWars.com. I hope you share it for the live feed today after the show today. It'll be an archive of the show. Biden says he would kill 10 million people if, quote, recommended by scientists, Sunday Live. Now, is that an exaggeration by us? Is that clickbait? No, it's not. Here's what Joe Biden just had to say about it. He'll do whatever select globalist scientists say. Not what all the doctors and epidemiologists and virologists unanimously coming out across the world saying hydroxychloroquine, zinc deficiencies, vitamin D, vitamin C, llama antibodies, simple steroid inhalers. Don't innovate people, it kills them. Don't send people that are sick to nursing homes. That'll kill more than it kills 44% of the total number. They know what they're doing. They're suppressing all the truth, all the real doctors, and trying to suppress the president while they scare us and say it's a problem that can never be fixed until America collapses and the UN takes over. While the UN advises the takeover of our police. So here it is, Fox News. UN warns coronavirus fallout will lead to next pandemic. You mean UN warns coronavirus hysteria and fraud and lockdown will lead to the next pandemic? Global starvation. Again, here's what Joe Biden had to say about it.
Sworn in come January, and we have coronavirus and the flu combining, which many scientists have said is a real possibility. Would you be prepared to shut this country down again?
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. That is the fundamental flaw of this administration's thinking to begin with. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
So if the scientists say shut it down?
I would shut it down. I would listen to the scientist.
That means Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates, who's not a doctor but gets up there on TV and tells you everything about your life, when it's going to reopen. Well, it never's going to really reopen, but you'll take 5 vaccines a year that go in and change your DNA, and they're going to hurt a lot of people, and I'm going to be indemnified, and I make a lot of money off of it, but so what? But if you're a TV viewer, look at that video again without audio. They're all 20-something feet away from each other. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the idiot ABC news reporter. Oh, because humans are so dangerous, you got to stay back from them. This is all showing more mistrust, more division, more lies. And they're the Democrats. They're the ones that sold us out to China. They're the ones that killed our economy. Oh, but now they want to stop the virus and control it. But it'll never be controlled because it falls positives with the regular cold virus or a bacterial infection, the flu. It's the perfect enemy. You can't see. You can't really detect. You can't ever stop. And they're telling everyone to make your children, your two-year-olds wear them. First, it's six-year-olds and two-year-olds to get on airplanes or go outside. It's a cult. Stop conforming. They tell you can't have pro-police rallies. You can't have an NRA rally in New York last week. But you can have the MTV Awards, and there's no quarantine for that. Come on into the state. It's all about control. So here's the key. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Similar headlines in the New York Times. UN food chief warns famine of biblical proportions looms over humanity due to COVID-19. You mean due to the lockdown, due to the hoax, due to the shutdown that sends ripple effects, where in the third world they pay roughly half their paycheck for food. And so when we shut down, they starve to death. And it goes over the numbers. The COVID-19 hysteria pandemic may lead to a calamity of epic scale with millions facing starvation worldwide. The head of the UN's hunger fighting body, even though they're the ones triggering it all, said all the data we have, including World Food Program forecast, that the number of people experiencing malnutrition will grow by 80% by the end of the year, points to real disaster, said David Beasley, executive director of the UN World Food Program. We actually went to the UN World Food Program numbers here, and there's an estimated last numbers they got, 822 million people, who in just the last few decades have starved to death. And if you look at the numbers in here, they estimate that around 9 million to 10 million people starve to death a year. But sometimes it's way, way higher. And again, they're saying this will be 80% higher this year. So we're looking at about 18 million people starving to death. And they go on to say that in Africa, 20% of the population don't get enough to eat. And so they end up being malnutritious and stunted, shorter. They don't live as long, and they have lower IQs. And that's how the old European elites would control people, was not feeding the peasants as much. They'd be called the little people. You'd have the nobles that were, you know, 2 feet higher, had bigger heads, bigger brains. When you have malnutrition, you have lower IQ, and you're more barbarous. If you feed the Africans a high diet, notice they don't want people having meat. Oh, third world doesn't get meat, because high protein is associated with higher IQ. And the globalists do not want that. So they're not just going to kill an extra 8 million people, according to their own numbers. They are going to then produce tens of millions who are zombie-like. I don't care if you're black or white. You starve most of your young, developed life, or you don't get breastfed. That's why they want formula. Here in the West, plenty of food, but not nutritious. You have a smaller brain, lower IQ. Then they add fluoride on top of that, and then all the vaccines, and you get that manageable population you want. So this is the real aim of this, bringing in the cashless society, locking down the civilization, testing the censorship of doctors and scientists that don't agree, setting up internal checkpoints, bringing in the global social credit score, tracking everything you go, where you go in lifetime, major universities in Europe and the U.S. announcing this semester you can't leave the whole semester of the college. You'll be tracked by a cell phone you must carry that tracks where you go. It's here, folks. It's not coming. It's the plan. And the U.N. says at least two more years of total lockdown. And, of course, by then you'll be totally habituated and have your smartphones, have your apps, be tracked, be controlled. And they're announcing this fall, this winter, in Virginia, in California, mandatory vaccines to go to school, have a job, enter a government building. But it's not really that. They're mandating it, but there's waivers under law because they can't make you do this. There's vaccine liability protections. How do you make me take something that you admit has liability protection? Well, you can't. There's loopholes. So they act like it's the law when it's not. But in Australia, it's becoming the law, and in England, it's becoming the law. They're saying we're getting rid of vaccine exemptions. You will take whatever we want. Bill Gates says 5 new COVID shots a year, and 80% that take it get sick. I'm not kidding. I can play a CBS even admitting it. Now they're telling you it's going to make you sick. They're still going to make you, because they can't hide what it's going to do. And the studies show these vaccines are sterilizing people. They've got cancer viruses in them. And that's the old-fashioned ones. These new ones, man, they are going to destroy your immunity to everything. They're going to open you up and turn you into pod people they own and control. This is about creating the post-human era. We'll be back with hour number 2. Spread the word.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.